It's the place where good things happen. We're talking to Matt Hagee, Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, and Casey Rivers, Canton Junction, here for the hour.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
When you get some fresh voices with a passion for the music and the message like this, I'm telling you, you've got a very clean sounding quartet in the room. It's Canton Junction. That would be Matt Hagee, Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, and Casey Rivers. Plus, you've got Gary Jones on piano.
Absolutely. A remarkable lineup of talent that I really am just excited to see all the things that God has in store for our future. What we've done thus far has been a lot of fun, but just the more we work together, the more opportunities are available to us in terms of versatility of genre and style, and giving Ryan and Casey and Tim the opportunity to do what they do best. It really makes for some magical moments.
And that's the voice of Matt Hagee. You go by Matthew or Matt?
Either one.
Yeah.
Depends. Am I in trouble?
And headquartered out of San Antonio, right?
Correct. We are a part of John Hagee Ministries and Difference Media Group, and that's headquartered out of San Antonio. Now, the guys kind of live all over the place, but whenever we get together, we kind of call that Canton Junction. Good things coming together.
That's good. And your dad is?
Pastor John Hagee. He founded the ministry there all 45 years ago. So it's an up-and-coming work.
We'll get back to that here in a minute, too, because, you know, a lot of people may or may not know that, but that's going to perk a lot of ears. Well, let's talk first about the idea of Canton Junction, and then we'll get to the name. You mentioned the name, but the idea of a quartet, and I know some of your family, you grew up singing, and you guys did that in church work. So when did the idea of a quartet, and some of these guys have been singing in different quartets through the years, where did the idea come from?
You know, really, Canton Junction was something that just seemed to happen all by itself. At the time that the idea was originated, Aaron Crabb was leading worship for us as a church, and Michael Sykes was working with us in our music department, and the facts as they were, we had a special music plan for Sunday, and Friday night, the person who was supposed to sing got sick. So we decided to get together early Sunday morning and see what we could throw together, and Aaron and Michael and I decided to sing a trio because there just wasn't any other way to get a special arranged in the short period of time we had. Well, we did what we could, and it turned out so well just happening in the moment that we decided, you know, we shouldn't ignore what just happened there and see what we can do to make it happen again. And just a few days later, Aaron and Michael were a part of a Billy Graham reunion video that Tim happened to be a part of, and got to visiting with him and asked if he'd mind coming down and maybe singing with us in San Antonio, and really just to sit around a piano and see if we'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we sat around and sang two or three songs, and I think by the end of it, everybody's hair was kind of standing up on end, and we thought, you know, we shouldn't just make this a moment. We ought to see what happens from it. And Canton Junction was born. So Tim was a founding member, and then just as things evolve in a group, we've had the opportunity to now work with Ryan and Casey, and it's really added another layer to this group in terms of diversity. And what we've got coming out on our next record, Every Hallelujah, is going to be some, what I believe, really remarkable music for Southern Gospel.
Awesome.
Yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
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 Well, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need Jesus to help me along the way.
Well, I got too mad and I said too much. I went too far and I almost cussed. Though my mama didn't raise me that way. Lord, I need a little help today. Way too sad and I'm crying too long. Can't keep saying everything is wrong. Yes, my life seems way too hard, but ain't nothing too hard for God. I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Well, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need Jesus.
At work, problems at home. Won't everybody just leave me alone? Can't fix you, cause I'm trying to fix me. Trying to find help, so I'm on my knees. I ain't right here, I ain't right there.
just a little more Jesus.
Well, I need just a little more Jesus.
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 I need Jesus.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Canton Junction is here, and we're sitting around with Matt, Ryan, Tim, and Casey. Tim Duncan, you can't put a quartet together. I mean, this is what really gives you that foundational sound. I mean, you got a lot of good trios out there, but it goes from a trio to a quartet, usually like 9 3/4 of the time out of 10, with a good bass. And Tim Duncan, man, you've been singing how long now?
Well, I've been singing all my life. I have my mom sing in church, you know, from, I don't know, 6 years old. So I've always had a passion and a desire to sing. I was the first one in Sunday school to always volunteer. You know, does anybody want to sing? I was the first one to raise my hand wanting to sing. So, and then I fell in love with the quartet, you know, at a young age. We didn't have a TV in our home, and my dad would buy quartet records. And I fell in love with quartet music, the four-part harmony, and the big endings, you know, the bass going low and the tenor going high, and fell in love with that, and that has never left. I've always had a passion for singing, for quartet music, and I've always wanted to sing in a quartet, so God has allowed me to do that, and I am in a great spot right now. I, you know, I love these guys. I love the guys that I sing with, and God is doing, God is really, really good to us. And, you know, the sky's the limit. And Matt said something about our latest project coming up. It is great. We've got some great material. These songs, the lyrics in these songs are so deep. They're going to help a lot of people. So we're very excited about it.
I was in an event, actually it was last night, and I'm trying to remember who was singing, but basically something clicked inside me. You know, in gospel music, you have key changes, and, you know, then somebody takes a different part, and then it just built this wonderful moment, and it was building, and the singers were great. But at that last moment, that last verse, or that last tag that did the key change, there was also a surge of bass. And it wasn't necessarily the singer, but it was instrumentation, and it filled the room, and the place came to their feet. And I thought, you know what? That bass singer stuff, that where they go down, well, that excites people. What is it about those low notes that can really rouse somebody?
It's irritating, isn't it? I mean, when Tim starts to sing, you, because it tickles the bottom of your feet, you just have to kind of laugh. But then there's moments where, you know, we'll all be in the middle of a song or you know, as you describe the end of a song, and it's difficult to stay focused on what you have to do because you just want to stop and look at him and go, wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
freak of nature.
Yeah, well, blessed, I mean, is the bottom line. But, I mean, it's a remarkable thing when one individual can stand out in such a way and just that's who he is. You know, it's disgustingly awesome.
Hey, I remember who it was. It was the Booth Brothers. It was Then I Met the Master, and they didn't have a bass singer, so they had to defer to an instrument. So look, when you've got Tim Duncan in your group, man.
We call him Deferral.
When I'm down, and out, and my heart is filled with fear and doubt, then I lift up my head, and he lifts up my heart, and my trouble just don't roll away.
Roll them all the way low.
Roll them all the way low.
Trouble.
troubles roll away, Lord.
Troubles roll away, Lord.
Roll them all away, Lord.
Roll them all away, Lord.
Troubles roll away, Lord.
Troubles roll away, Lord.
When I
lift up my head and He lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away.
Well, I can't see the sun with my head to the ground. Tears dim my vision and weigh my heart down. But I found a secret when I knelt to pray. When I
lift up my head and He lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away.
Sun with my head to the ground, tears dim my vision and weigh my heart down. But I found a secret when I knelt to pray. When I
lift up my head and He lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away.
Canton Junction, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Casey Rivers, where'd you find this guy at?
You know, Casey's been around gospel music and music in general for quite a while, and really has always done a lot in groups and singing with, started singing with Beyond the Ashes, and then had an opportunity to work with some folks in Nashville on the show Nashville Star, and we found him, Gary Jones actually located him. He was back in Texas, which makes him near and dear to my heart because I was getting outnumbered by all these guys in Tennessee and other parts of the world. But really, in a search to find somebody who had the ability to sing traditional gospel music and a love for that music, but also bring a sound to quartet music that could reach another generation. One of the things we want to do as Canton Junction is celebrate who we are in terms of a gospel music genre, but also give life to this music that we love for the next 25 or 30 years. And that requires that you have some versatility. And Casey's one of the most versatile singers that I've had the opportunity to work with. Really looking forward to giving him the opportunity to become known to Canton Junction fans and a part of this family and this group.
Ready for the ride. Hey, were you on that?
Yeah.
So how? So and did you guys survive a bus fire?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did because he said it.
And that's why you're no longer in the group.
No, it's funny because a lot of people ask how a group name comes about, and Beyond the Ashes really, people were really looking at the name. After we had gone through that fire, we actually were in a fire with the Neelands as well. We were opening for the Neelands in Chillicothe, Ohio, old historic theater. We had just done our set. The Neelands had taken the stage, and during their first song, I see a flicker over to my left, and the back curtain is completely engulfed in flames, and I so happen to be right there by the fire extinguisher and the fire alarm. So I hit the alarm, and the Neelands are looking at me like, he's playing a joke on us. And I'm like,
ruining the moment.
No, yeah, like it's some kind of sick joke, but yeah. But,
Ryan when... would have done it, it would have been a sick joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too sincere for that.
I would have been like,
yeah,
oops. So, but I think when the ashes started pouring over their curtain, they realized it was the real deal, and everybody, as you would imagine, scattered. But yes, funny, the name, Beyond the Ashes, that was, people really started focusing on that. And you guys might have something here, but no, left the group. A lot of people know where they're going. Sure. Even at a young age, they'll say, I'm going to be a gospel singer. At a young age, In the third grade, I said I was going to be a country music star, you know, so... and also said I would never leave my hometown. I'd never fly in an airplane, so I don't know how that was going to work. But, you know, it's just funny when you find yourself in a position of being available and you find yourself in a relationship with God and you open yourself up to His plans, His will, you know, barriers, you'll cross barriers you never thought you would have. And, you know, I found myself here. Wasn't looking and didn't know that Canton Junction was looking. I wasn't looking for that. I at the time was leading worship at different churches every weekend, but have had a love and a passion for ministry my whole life and singing all my life. But like I said, wasn't looking for this position, and God opened an amazing door, and it's no coincidence that these three guys and myself that make up the group Canton Junction, it's no coincidence that we're together. I mean, God has had His hand on this from the very beginning, and very excited about what's in store.
Did you do your homework on him about the two fires you've laid hands and prayed now?
I actually, in all fairness, to be just purely sincere and transparent, I actually asked him yesterday as we were driving into Gatlinburg, what was behind the name Beyond the Ashes, and he told me about those two fires, and I had to roll down the window for fresh air. I laughed so hard. I thought that was the funniest.
He immediately called his insurance.
Yeah. And I just said, well, Canton Junction means good things coming together, so don't burn nothing down.
There is no greater song, there is no greater fame, there is no other Savior, there is no other name. Creation testifies, the angels stand in awe to hear the saints declaring the greatness of our God.
Let every hallelujah, let every glad refrain invite the King of heaven to come and take His place. With every voice proclaiming the great things He has done, let God be crowned with glory. With every hallelujah,
throne, majestic and eternal, His kingdom stands alone. There is no other rock we build our lives upon. We rise and give Him honor, our praise to Him belongs. Let every hallelujah, let every glad refrain of heaven to come and take His place. With every voice proclaim
with every voice proclaiming the great things he has done. Let God be crowned with glory with every hallelujah.
Canton Junction. First of all, do you have people who mess the name up? They can't get it out, or it kind of Canton Junction. It just kind of comes out.
You know, not really. Most of them are pretty easy at saying it. They just don't understand why it belongs to a quartet.
Right.
And the truth is when it came to the name, I wanted it to be something that was distinct to the group itself, that it wouldn't brand it as a geographic location. It wouldn't brand it as being correlated directly with one church or the other, because I believe that gospel music is a music that can reach everyone on the face of the earth. And the more you can do to enable people to remain open to what you're trying to share with them, the better luck you're going to have, the better opportunity you're going to have. So I felt if we branded it with anything in Texas, then that left out 49 states. And if we branded it with anything in a ministry, then other people might have, you know, a preference one way or the other. So we needed something that was truly original. And the thing about Canton Junction, I like the definitions and meanings of words. I try not to say things I don't understand. And Canton is a quadrant in a flag. That's the definition of the word. Back in the days when ships would sail on the seas and a guy would be up in a crow's nest looking across the water and he would see another ship, he would look and in every quarter of the flag was something that would tell you where that ship came from. One would tell you this came from France and it's carrying wheat and it's going here. And so you could tell by the flag where they came from, where they were going, and what they were about. And I thought, you know, a quartet is made up of fours, so if there's four Cantons, then maybe this is a word that could be something with Cantons. And then the idea of a junction is where things come together. So I thought, you know, four things coming together, that might have something to do with it. And so I threw it out as an idea, and really with such a difficult group of guys to work with, they just said, well, sure, sounds great, let's go. And so we like to say Canton Junction's where good things come together. Now, that's the long answer, but that's sure. that's where it came from.
We have a lot of groups that go with just a very simple answer. It's like, you know what, let's not overcomplicate it. We're, you know, three guys named whatever, you know. Yeah. But then with the creativity as an artist, I mean, and there's nobody more creative than a musician who's always thinking through the next project or that next song or what's going to touch people. To see this creativity put into a name, and it must be a Texas thing too, because like Austin's Bridge, I mean, those guys put that name together. And that's kind of one of those things. It's like, I love where you're going there. No preconceived notions, though. It's kind of like, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of people who said, well, you just need to name it after the church, or you need to name it after yourself. And I thought, no, I said, because that's limiting. You know, if God forbid something should happen to me and I'm not in this group for whatever reason, Canton Junction can go on and continue to be good things coming together because it's not connected to an individual, it's connected to an idea.
The voice of Matt Hagee, also Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, and Casey Rivers are here together. Canton Junction on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sitting in a cold, dark prison, sitting there in those chains. Hadn't done nothing wrong but miracles in Jesus' name. But something was about to happen that we're still talking about today. Yeah. Both of them bruised and beaten, both of them black and blue. But you could hear Paul and Silas still saying the news. About to find out what happened. When you start getting on your plate, oh yeah.
When it all seems hopeless and you still sing a song. When there's no way out and yet you still carry on. When it's dark as midnight and you still gotta shout. You're gonna feel the walls start tumbling, tumbling. Feel the walls start tumbling, tumbling down.
Never be in prison, you may never feel those chains, but everybody goes through something, the answer's still the same. If you want to find your freedom, start getting on your praise.
When it all seems hopeless and you still sing a
Start tumbling, tumbling. Feel the walls start tumbling, tumbling down. Get your praise on. Get your praise on. Get your praise on. Get your praise on. Tumbling, tumbling, feel the walls start tumbling, tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
Tumbling down. Feel the walls start tumbling, tumbling down.
Ryan Seaton is part of Canton Junction and brings in an amazing sound that finishes off the quartet. And Ryan, Indiana kid, right? Yeah. Married your high school sweetheart, right? Yep.
She's still married to me, believe it or not.
That's
yeah.
Good. That's good.
Good things coming together.
Are you enjoying the quartet? You did some time as a solo artist and now back in this this teamwork environment.
Absolutely. You know, like Tim said, I think deep down I've always meant to be in a quartet. And I did it for several years and got away from that, did the solo thing, and I just knew in my heart that not that that's not what God wanted me to do, but I knew that I always felt a peace when I was surrounded, you know, by three other guys on stage, feeding off of them. And when you're a solo artist, you don't have that. So it's nice to be back in a quartet and just feeling the energy and guys that they're all like-minded. They love what they do. They love their families. The message behind it, it sells it all. So I'm happy to be here.
And you've got two girls, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go and we'll go around the room here. Morning routines. I'm a morning person, but even if you're not a morning person, that's the biggest joke in gospel music is gospel music.
Right.
People are not morning people typically. But at some point you do wake up and you start your day and you get coffee or a shower or go exercise or something. So what's your ideal morning routine? Your day will be just perfect if you can have these things happen in this order.
Well, you know, my wife and I have a very good relationship. We, you know, she does her part, I do my part. And I'm a father who's always been involved with my girls, and I've done anything that she's ever had to do. So we get up and you know, if the girls, nobody's, you know, sick or to me, if everybody's healthy in the house, that's a perfect day for me. So we just get up and get them going, get to school. And then, you know, my wife does her thing for work, and I do whatever I'm supposed to do during the rest of the day. So
does she dictate that?
Most of the time, yeah.
Honesty.
Tim, I asked you in the hallway, are you still riding bikes? You're not doing the bike. So what's your new morning routine? What's the way you get up and get moving?
Well, you know what? I got one. Well, you know what? Two words to kind of just drive this home. Coffee. Coffee. So I'm a coffee person. I don't drink a lot, but I do have to have that first cup. If I could have had a little and Matt's probably going to kill me, but a little French vanilla.
Yeah.
I don't know, but just anyway, but coffee and strong.
Yeah.
Strong. I hate weak cup of coffee. But if I had it my way, of course I can't bring a coffee maker into the bedroom. My wife would kill me. But if I was, if hypothetically speaking, if I was a bachelor, if I lived by myself, I would have a coffee maker by my bed where when my alarm goes off, I don't even open my eyes. I would reach over and just turn it on.
Not that he's ever thought about this.
And I thought, you know, I thought this out. But, of course, it'll never happen because...
That could be messy.
Yeah. No, though, no, the cream, the powder form. You don't have to have it in the refrigerator.
He puts the coffee creamer in there.
I understand. Serious about it.
But you know what? I like to start my... Okay, so after the coffee... I've got to be busy doing something. You know, I'm working in the yard. I was a bricklayer for 15 years. Sometimes there's a brick crew that works kind of close to my house. I'll go and kind of piddle or, you know, help a bricklayer, volunteer. But whatever keeps me busy, you know, so working in the yard, you know, I'm not going to sit at home, you know. And then my days off, of course, you know, when I'm singing, it's another routine. So, yeah, Casey, you're up.
How does my day start, my routine? Well, I've got three little alarm clocks. I've got three kids right now and a fourth on the way due at any time. So my day usually would start off right around 6:30. My son is the first one out of bed. He'll come and come by our bedside, then jump in the bed, lay next to us, and followed right behind him would be our daughter. But funny thing just happened. He just turned 5 years old. And my sister-in-law decided to buy him a clock. He is absolutely just all into numbers right now and will tell you every minute what the time is. So he's loving this new knowledge of his, the knowledge of knowing what time it is. So anyway, my sister-in-law gets him this clock for his birthday. And we have this new rule now. So he loves to tell time. We say, when that says 7:00, when it's 7 o'clock, you can then come out of your room. So my day, I'm getting 30 more minutes before my day starts every morning. But my wife and I, we absolutely, it's great. As Ryan said, we're definitely a good team. Our day starts out. My wife is, and I am too. We're health nuts. We love to at home on the road. I can't say that. Right. But at home, we're health nuts, and we like to make everything out of our kitchen. So I've been married to my wife. I've learned my way around the kitchen as well, and I'll get breakfast going, and then sometimes she will, whoever's up first with the kids. But we just try to spend as much time as we can with each other and our family until we have to go do what we love to do. So.
And a lot of you said that sort of thing, you know, start it with family. And a lot of people can't start with family because they're, you know, working the 9 to 5 and they're up and they're pretty much at the job. But this is what kind of the trade-off. I mean, you guys are on the road a lot and you're away from your family for extended periods. So it's nice to have that moment where you center it and you come in and start your day.
Well, more conversation still to come with Canton Junction here on Daniel, Britt, and Friend. Right now, a remake of a classic Mosey Lister tune.
The King and I walk down life's road together, where many people go passing by. The greatest one and I, a lowly beggar, strangers.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Canton Junction, Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, Casey Rivers, and Matt Hagee.
Okay, so the question again, because leadership gurus will say, you know, you got to have a morning routine, no matter really what it is, as long as you stick to it and kind of attack it with a plan before it gets away from you. So, Matt?
Well, as Ryan and Casey were kind of intimating, for my wife and I, we have a phrase that says teamwork makes a dream work. And that's what we attack everything with, is what can we do together? So she, in her professional life, is a registered nurse and worked in ICU. And everything about that routine in ICU has to do with consistency. So our four kids, whatever they're going to wear before they go to bed is laid out so that they know what to put on as soon as they get up. Our alarm clocks ring at 5:30 in the morning. My wife has to start her day with coffee. I am a morning person. I would kick the rooster in the rear end to tell him to crow if I could, because I cannot stand staying in bed. So when the alarm clock goes off, I'm just thrilled to be up and doing something. So we get up. I take the kids to school, which is really a chief joy in my life, because I get to have some really fun conversations with my children on the way to school. And we talk about life and solve all the world's problems, especially from their perspective. And then from there, I'm off to the office. And with the responsibilities I have at the church and the things that are always happening there, no 2 days are alike. You just kind of sit back and wait to see what you're going to have to catch. And the good news is, because of the amount of time that I do have to spend with my family, when work is over, God's kind of given me a gift just to unplug work. And I can go to a little league ball field. I can go to whatever it is that my children or my wife have planned for the evening, and I get lost in that. And whatever I was doing during the day, I know it'll be waiting for me when I walk through the door, and I've done all I can with it. God's still on the throne. It's not my problem to solve. It's His to work on. And the next morning when the sun comes up, we'll try again.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bones. But I'll prove someday just what I say, that I'm of a special kind. For when He was on the cross, yes, I was on His mind.
his head. Blood was on that scarlet robe, stained it crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. And when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He
Canton Junction. This is Daniel Britt and friends. Today talking to the entire group, Tim Duncan, Casey Rivers, Ryan Seaton, and Matt Hagee.
Sweeter as the days go by, I'm just going to go out on a limb. You tell me the rest of the story because this is from my perspective. Sweeter as the days go by was kind of an introduction, I feel like, for a lot of people to Canton Junction. It was a YouTube video, and it was going around the world. And it was like, Canton Junction, who is this? Oh, my goodness, all-star cast. Okay, let's get into this. And then from there, you've got the Sunshines Down. And we've had a lot of good success in concerts and radio and these special events. So Sweeter as the days go by, is that kind of the unofficial start, or how would you cast that?
It was one of the first songs we recorded, and it did do well on YouTube. We sang it at a concert that we had at the church on a Sunday night, and our television crew in an effort to kind of show people what we were doing, put it up on YouTube, and the next thing you know, a whole lot of folks had watched it. And a lot of people who, not just people who enjoy gospel music, but people who work in gospel music, started picking up the phone and saying, can I book you for this day? Can I take you to this event? Can I? And we were like, we just sang on a Sunday night. Why do you want us on the road with you? And all of a sudden, we recognized that doors were opening based on what they had heard, and we figured it was something that we should at least, you know, seriously consider, because in the life of a believer, nothing happens by accident. When those doors open up, it's kind of God dropping breadcrumbs in front of you saying, pick them up and walk, you know. So Sweeter was a song that really did open a lot of doors for us. Crowds still love to hear it, and it's still a lot of fun to sing. I mean, it's, you know, I tell people, you ought to try singing like that once before you die.
Sweeter as the days, I said sweeter. Sweeter as the days.
Saved me, his good grace he gave me. He placed his love down deep in my heart. That's great joy and knowing to him I'm going, and never more from him to be hard.
Oh, it gets
sweeter
as the days go by.
It gets sweeter as the moments fly.
love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
Online, what's the website?
You can go to jhm.org, and all of our music is there underneath the Difference Media banner. And everything that you need to know about the new album is online. As a matter of fact, we just recently released a single off of it that went out in conjunction with Pastor Hagee's movie Four Blood Moons. It's on the soundtrack called Weep No More. It kind of gives folks a taste of some of the stuff they're going to get to hear on the project that's got a little more edge to it, but then there's a lot of traditional stuff that they're going to get to hear as well. So there's something for everybody on this next record.
Final question, and it can be a rapid fire response here. And one of your friends, Philip Collingsworth, he posted this quote on Facebook, and I thought this would be a good question. He said, "Every time I get an eyelash in my eye, I'm reminded of how quickly I would die in the wild." All right, true confession. And maybe you could answer for each other. What's the one thing that you just cannot stand? It makes you weak in the knees, or you scream like a girl, either a fear or something you just, you'd rather have a root canal any day of the week than experience that.
Whining.
Yeah.
I hate whining.
Yeah.
You whine, I ain't got much use for you.
I hate this. I would say vomiting.
Like your children?
Anyone. No, I can handle my children. Me, I'm
me, though, of course.
Shut her down. It's over.
Tim?
Boredom.
Yeah. Well, of course, you volunteer as a Mason.
Yeah. Who would do that on purpose?
Duncan.
If we're talking about surviving in the wild, definitely spiders. I don't like them.
And you're from Texas, is that right?
Yeah.
Originally,
I'm from Texas.
You have scorpions out there.
I've come in close contact with those, and they're pretty equal to spiders. I don't like them.
Form of judgment and revelation, you know.
What a note to end on. Canton Junction, where good things happen. I'm telling you, this is a group that you're keeping your eye on, undoubtedly. Schedule is all there at jhm.org. And thanks, guys, for spending some time with us. And thanks for putting out more great music. We need more artists like you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bitter tears. It's true you came to visit when the sun was shining bright. It's just so easy to ignore you when all's well in my life. Now I sit here in the darkest place I've ever been, thinking I'd be all alone yet once again. Imagine my surprise to find you're here with me today, making this a place called grace. It's amazing how you always know just when to make your presence known, how gently you impose upon the frame. No matter.
story is. Hear me say it once again. Thank you for making this a place called grace. Without you here, it's clear that I would fall apart. Without a word, you whisper courage to my heart. It's crazy how your tenderness has somehow made me strong, and how the silence of the wilderness has driven me to song. So I submit, there's nowhere else I'd choose to be. My heart's content with here and now, and you and me. Wherever there's a desperate prayer and a humble upturned face, you always make a place called grace. It's amazing how you always know just when to make your presence known, how gently you impose upon the frail.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my friends Matt Hagee, Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, and Casey Rivers, Canton Junction. And most of the songs we're hearing on this program today from the project Every Hallelujah.
It was a typical day in the neighborhood. The sun was shining and life was good. Old man Johnson was a trimming the lawn, and Miss Purvis had dinner on. Well, around the corner was the talk of the town, who did something that he'll never live down. He built a boat over 40 feet high when there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
It wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked in. Trusting God about what was ahead, no matter what the neighbors said. It wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked anyway.
Before the heavens opened and the waters rose, he chose to step out in faith.
Before the rain.
come and you'll know it's true. It wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked anyway.
Before the heavens opened and the water rose, oh, they rose. He chose to step out in faith.
Canton Junction, what an hour. Great music, a lot of it coming from the project Every Hallelujah, and tremendous guys. Ryan Seaton, Tim Duncan, Casey Rivers, and Matt Hagee. My thanks to the guys for hanging out with us, and you as well, for the hour.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.